Blog
Hey, turn that down. To the show. We're going to keep producing the show, and we're going to keep making things happen. Today is going to be a short show because we're letting our future co-host out here, another one that we have, Mr. AG, come in here and do a show with us. And he's really doing his talking on here, and we're going to do his thing. I'm going to let Mr. LeVon talk while we get this situated. Mr. LeVon, how are things going for you?
Well, things going pretty well for me, man. I'm doing my research, just getting my college thing going on. I'm going to be a senior pretty soon, and I'll be going for my master's as soon as I graduate. Yeah, getting things taken care of. How things been with you, man?
Well, other than the fire alarm going off in my place, everything's going pretty well. I just got a drink here, but everything's good. And I hope everything keeps going very, very well. Folks, don't mind the noise right there. I'm not on fire or anything. It's all good. Now, I've been trying to sit here and get things situated. I've been doing a lot of paperwork trying to get shows started. I know it sounds like a lot of confusion and stuff, but, hey, it is what it is, and I'm not going to lie about it. You know, I'm going to keep doing my thing. Now, you're welcome to call in. The number is 646-716-7911. Go ahead and call in and listen to the show that we have set up. We are going to set up the chat session. I'm going to let Mr. LeVon take control of that once we get things situated. But I would like to talk about the news shortly with Mr. LeVon. I know things have not been going very well here with the United States. We've been getting in a lot of shit with the bailout that was going on. Excuse my little country accent. Sorry, folks. But my whole thing is, what are your thoughts about this bailout that they're talking about, Mr. LeVon?
Well, it's kind of funny because I saw a very interesting flyer. It was a picture, actually, of some people who were protesting the bailout. And one of them was this young male who had just graduated from college. He had a 4.0 GPA. Of course, he was upset because as he had taken a lot of loans, and I said, where's my bailout? And I thought to myself, exactly, what are we doing here? We're bailing out a bunch of tyrants, people who have pretty much wasted our money, screwed up the very economic system of America with the so-called free trade. They've had chances to really loopholes to take advantage of so many people in our country and run them under the ground, and we're about to bail out the same sharks who would say that small-time businesses who are struggling because of this deserve to be put in, put to rest. You know, it's very ironic to me. considering the fact that this is a capitalist country. This is where competition is. When you fail, you fail. They're supposed to get rid of you. But no, we're trying to keep these same sharks alive. So that's very problematic for me because, you know, like I said before, the only reason I really voted for Obama was health care. Because he started the whole thing talking about, you know, getting rid of the bailout. Next thing you know, he starts supporting the bailout, which was, like I said, one of those big contradictions. But then again, he speaks so, how could you say, nebulously that you could take it either way. Kind of upset about it, but I see a lot of potential. Hopefully we'll do something better than bail out a bunch of crooks.
I agree with you on that. Because the whole thing is that we have a lot of assholes out here trying to make things worse than what they are. A lot of people come to me wanting things for free. And I'm saying myself, don't you think we came a little bit too much to breaking the rules and things like that? I understand we want things for free. Just because they're free doesn't mean that they're really going to be there for us. But before we go into any more of that, we'll come back shortly. I'm going to go ahead and play the clip. Well, for host, it is a show itself, folks, to let you know, of our new co-host, AG. Now, he's going to explain who he is, how things went. We taped this maybe about a couple of weeks ago, and we will be back shortly. So, until then, listen up and listen to what he's got to say. He's got some real stuff to talk about, so don't miss out.
I like repeating that.
Lightly.
Ain't nothing but a gangster party. Oh shit. Ain't nothing but a two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time.
Welcome to another edition of Nothing But the Truth with your host, Mr. Evan Brooks. Mr. LeBron's out right now, but I tell you, I brought a new host in, It's AG. How you doing, AG?
Pretty good. We're about to do this thing, and we're going to talk about some hot topics today.
Yeah, that's, tell a little bit about you. So, you know, a lot of people don't know too much about you.
Well, this is my first time doing the talk show, but it's all good. We're here to learn, and we're here in B-Town, Burlington, you know, just kicking it off, and we're about to do this.
Yeah. A lot of people probably want to know, what can you bring onto the show that we never experienced before?
New ideas. Me being from a whole different background, I'm Hispanic, so, you know, sometimes we tend to have different ideas from the American people, so, you know, bringing different background issues, different background ideas, and that's what we're here for.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, right there. Now, this is a recording show. I know people probably want to call in. You can still call in to the show. The number is 646-716-7911. You can call in, again, 646-716-7911. You can tune in and listen. We'll let you know when the shows are going to be live, because how our schedules float is indeterminate. We might start doing two shows a week, because I'm starting to come up with a team. We're about to go ahead and knock this out. We're going to talk about not only relationships but social issues, because I know there's a lot of people here really want to talk about some real issues. I ain't saying relationships is not an issue, but we want to talk about more things going on that lead to relationships. So we're going to be social. We're going to talk about things of people being poor, living on the streets, people getting shot up out here, gang violence, everything. Even relationships, because that stuff still deals with some. Someone gets killed, that's your love person, you know. Everything's all good. But today we're going to still have some fun. We're going to keep having fun here on the show. But if you want to email us, it's nb_truth@yahoo.com. You need to contact me there, host or book guest, if you want to do a show with us. We already got people getting filled up now, so you need to contact us ASAP. Also, you can tune in to our other shows by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/NB_truth. Sundays, 8 o'clock p.m. EST. Don't miss out on it. Don't miss out on this show, because we're really going to lay the pipe down when it comes to doing the show. Now, today's show, we're going to talk about people you really hate at work. Basically, self-explanatory. I know people go to work every day. We got to make a living. We got to go through a lot of bullshit sometimes at work. The thing is, if we're dealing with a lot of people at work, you got to deal with people's personalities. And sometimes, you know, I just want to say, I ain't telling you go out there and whoop someone's ass. Don't go whoop no one's ass because of some dumb shit. Like, they stepped on your shoes that you got to pay less and shit like that. I'm just saying, you know, just be aware of these type of people. And me and AG just came up with a lot of people. And this is going to be a short, fun show. So I just want to go ahead and break it down. I'm going to go into it, and we're just going to go ahead and let him take turns going into explaining it as well, too. We got numerous people here. We got brown nosers. We got liars. We have stealers, examples, slackers, and, of course, bubbleheads. And yeah, everyone knows these people. But we're going to go ahead and explain the first one. Brown nosers. Brown nosers are basically people who suck up. They will say anything to think they get them by. And a lot of people think that shit's cool, but I don't think it's cool. What's your thoughts about brown nosers?
Well, you already know, man. There are these people that they're always kissing ass. And you're doing your job. I mean, don't get me wrong, you're doing your job. Doing a great job. But usually those people are the ones that they just want to get by and do the easy stuff, and whenever there's something coming up, like a problem or something, because they're kissing ass all the time, being suck up, you know, they pretty much know that they won't get in trouble, and that's kind of what tips you off, and you're like, well, I'm doing the same job, it's just that I'm not, you know, kissing ass all the time. Why do I get in trouble sometimes? Exactly. See what I'm saying? So that's my main concern about that, and my thought about suck-ups. I mean, because sometimes you're the one getting in trouble when you don't do shit.
Yeah, exactly. Now, for example, these guys might say little things like this: I'm here for him or her. They might not say I'm here for the team. That's different. Some people say, well, what if they say they're here for the team? No, I ain't talking about the team. I'm talking about the manager or the person they sucking up for. You always see them drinking coffee with them, going out to taking the smoke breaks together. People like that. You got to be cautious with that. It's, the reason why I bring this up is because it's a book out there I recommend all y'all to go get by Robert Greene. It's called The 48 Laws of Power. It tells you ways to attain power, and that's one of them right there. Stay close to people in power to get power. But I'm just stating, I ain't saying that, you know, you can fall in this category. I'm just letting you know what the pros and cons to. Most cases, if you do lick ass, not kiss ass, but lick ass, you could get by and they might look out for you. Because I'm seeing people on CNN saying ways to keep your job is to lick ass. And y'all saying, well, don't you mean kiss ass? No, I mean licking ass. That's what they doing. You licking ass when you get with your boss like that. You know, they might put you out there and say, you guys are wrong, the manager's right, and you're like, what the fuck you talking about? Even though the manager might be wrong, he's saying they always got to be wrong. Case are some people are wrong, some people are right. But the people who lick ass, brown nosers, are the ones that really get on my nerves. I ain't see too much of this at my new job. At my old job, I saw that shit. That shit was fucking constantly. They can fuck up on tons of shit and don't get in trouble. But let me fuck up on some shit. Oh, we gotta write you up. And I'm like, I don't got time for y'all lick ass motherfuckers, you know?
Yeah.
Any thoughts about that?
I mean, it is the plain truth. And you know who you are if you're listening to us. You know who you are. You know, don't say, oh, I hate him too when, you know, there's a lot of people hating you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and there's nothing much we can do. Just keep with the flow. Keep getting our check. And try to do our best to just stay in our jobs. I mean, but there are some people like we do that we're not down with that. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, I will not be a fuck up. I will not kiss ass. Yes, to go stand by and not do anything that I'm not supposed to do. And I just don't roll like that.
Yeah, that's how I see it. A thing I forgot to point out to the folks out there, that one of the cons of being a brown noser is that you alienate yourself from your teammates, basically. Because they're going to be like, I can't tell you anything. I can't tell you shit because you might go back out there and tell the boss to make yourself look good. And that's one thing that you will face if you're doing that shit or you're thinking about doing that shit. Just let you know which one is more important, you to be with your buddies or you to lick ass.
And let me say something. Those are the people who, when you go to work, you're like, I will, this motherfucker say something so I would kick his ass. You know what I'm saying? And I know the feeling, and I know sometime or another, whenever you go to the job, your work, wherever you are, you think about that sometimes. When you see the motherfucker that you hate, you're like, I would this motherfucker say something today to me because you're having a bad day or whatever. So, yeah, keep that in mind. Just, you know, just relax, do your job, and you'll be all right.
Exactly, exactly. We got some other stuff for you right here. You know, everyone sitting here just chilling and stuff. I'm just trying to get y'all relaxed, get y'all minds right. Trying to hypnotize you with some real shit here. The next one is called Liars. Liars, in my opinion, in my honest opinion, what they say can fuck up you or wherever you work at, especially into customer service in a way. They might say things about that. They might say, well, you know, well, if you are lying, they might say, you know, you can get this unlimited or blah, blah, blah. When you know this shit ain't right. Either they lying because they don't know what the fuck they talking about and they don't want to pull anyone to say. It doesn't hurt to pull yourself to get help. I used to do that with AG. You know, I was like, what is this? If I don't know shit, I don't know shit. I don't want to go off and lie to a customer and shit be wrong or whatever. But these motherfuckers would... don't care about this shit. They don't want to ask for help. Sometimes it's an ego thing. So what they do, they end up lying. Customer finds out, whoever finds out it's your job or whatever, comes back to you because you're part of the department or whatever. And yeah, you gotta take the flack for this motherfucker.
Yeah, me, I work with customer service. Like, all my life I've been working in customer service. And whenever you get down to the liars, I mean, those are those people that to sell anything or to get a client, customer, whoever happy, they will say whatever they want to hear or the customer want to hear, but whenever they come back to tell us that, you know, whatever they told me didn't happen or whatever he told me that I was going to get didn't get it, you're the one who's going to get blamed for. You can even lose your job for it because they're going to talk to you when you haven't even talked to them before. And I've seen that happen, and that's why I'm saying this. And you can get in a lot of trouble if you don't know how to relax yourself, you know, take initiative on whenever you get that kind of clients or customers or people coming back to you with problems that you didn't start. And I'll tell you what, just relax. I mean, get you a supervisor, get some advice. I mean, when you get home, get a punching bag or something. Relax, you know, get your all the stress out. You know, yeah.
I mean, you know, virus, there ain't no pros and a lot of cons right there. Yeah, so people, in a way, you might get away with it shortly, but eventually someone's going to check into the shit, you know. No system said we got buy one, get one free, and leave it off like that when you know it's a buy one, get one free after you got to pay something for it. I've felt that shit lately. A lot of people don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Now, one that I haven't experienced in a long time is called Stillers. Stillers is self-explanatory. Stillers basically will take your shit from you and turn around, try to flip it, and say it's their shit. Now, that don't have to deal only with just customer service. That can deal with just working in the office with a project idea. I might turn around, flip it, and say, hey, this is mine. I mean, you don't want to be around no fucking Stiller if you don't want to. The Stillers, what you can do to stop a Stiller, in my opinion, is to give them a fucking fucked up idea and let them ride with that shit. I saw that shit happen. I did that shit to someone. What's your thoughts about that, AG?
Well, one thing is just whenever you're working on something, an idea, something at work, whatever you're doing, just, you know, look over your shoulders. Keep your chest safe. Nowadays on your computers, I mean, you can hide whatever you're writing. You can do a lot of stuff to stay away from those kind of people. And just keep your cool, like I said before. Like my friend said, I mean, sometimes you gotta go all the way, and I don't know, the best way to stop that would be kicking his ass or her ass,
yeah,
some way or another, because that's the only way they're gonna learn, I'm telling you. So, like always, keep your cool, but if you have to do it, I'm okay with it. Let's do this shit. Yeah.
It's crazy. Now, like I say, the pros to stealing, it ain't no pros. Cons, like you say, get your ass whooped.
Yeah.
It was not too long I heard about a store, I'm not going to say the name of the store or company, that people were stealing people's sales and they end up fighting in the damn floor. And that shit wasn't cool. I mean, they both got fired, but it was a bad look at that store. That damn hungry. I mean, you're hungry, but not be that hungry.
Just to check, you know, to say something about that as well. Not all the time you're going to be right when somebody steals something, because you always have to be prepared for anything. Keep your eyes open. If you're working in any kind of work, you know what you're doing. Know where your shit is. Keep on checking on your shit every time you get it. I mean, any downtime that you have, check on it to see if somebody's trying to get something from you. I mean, there are ways to prevent that. And like I said before, if you can't, you got to do something about it. Because, I mean, they're not going to be stealing your paycheck forever, are they? No.
Yeah. You're right. Now, another one that we have is called examples. Examples is the type of people that you see at work. Squeaky clean, I call them. And they always, these motherfuckers, I hate calls. They always bring them up in the meeting. You need to be like this person. You need to be like that. I don't like to be called, some people call me out sometimes at my job. Y'all need to be like him and do this type of project. I'm like, man, don't put me out on blast like that. I mean, seriously, they see it already, first of all. People already see the shit what the person's doing. It doesn't help to throw that out. You need to be like this. I mean, motherfuckers see it. They see it. It's different. People ask you, what do you do? But you put them on the spot and say, you need to be like this person. I wish I had more people working here like that. That causes some people to, hey, I don't like that shit. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, yeah. Those people that you need to be like, I would say, fuck them. You have your own personality. You have your own way to do things. I mean, you know, if you're doing something and it's not working, you might have to change it around a little bit to make it work for you. But you don't necessarily have to change it to, like, just like somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Because you do get some people that they do great on their job, and you're not doing so good. And when somebody comes and says something to you, like, you got to be like him to do better. You have to be like him to do better, or like her, don't matter. You don't have to. You don't have to. Just, you know, keep your head up. Just do some changes that are going to help you out to do your job. And I would say just listen and say, yeah, 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 or whatever. And then just change some things, you know, that is going to help you out. Don't stay with what you're doing if it's not working, though. If it's not working, you need to change some little things around. It might be your personality needs to change a little bit of that. The way you talk to people, you might change a little bit of that. But, yeah, those kind of people we hate. And at my work, I know there's one that I wish I could do something about it. But you know what? It's cool. I'm getting my paycheck. I'm getting my stuff done. And he can kiss my ass. That's all I can say.
Yeah, we charge the motherfuckers to the game.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, well, I thought y'all said y'all supposed to be hating on people. I said it's the things that we hate, certain personalities that we see at work. Well, sometimes with examples, like sometimes they make me an example. The thing with a person with an example, what they can do, if they're not trying to be put in this bucket, is just be like, man, no, I don't do nothing. Just be modest. Be like, man, I really don't do that type of thing, you know. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, when they put me like that, for example, let's say, okay, Evan, you always do this at work, you're great, people need to be doing it, y'all need to do this. I said, man, don't put me out there. I try to side turn, like, man, it's nothing. I don't be like, yeah, y'all need to be like me. That's what some examples do. That's what we hate about some examples. Take it to the head, get an ego struck or ego boost, like, yeah, I'm the top dog there, y'all need to do it like this, and don't know shit. I mean, because that might just be luck or whatever. But, I mean, examples can be a good thing when they say, you know, congratulations, you did, and give your award. But you constantly get the attention on a good example, and it can go a bad way too, where someone gives you a bad example. Don't be like this person. That's not where everyone's going to be like, I hate on him. It's the other way around when they give a person a good example. This is person does this, and they excellent in this. And then that person turns around, flips it, and be like, hey, I'm better than y'all. You don't want to have it. Now, you're joking, like, yeah, you know, and laugh about it, but you constantly sound better than y'all. That's the issue. What's your thoughts about that?
Yeah, what that basically brings down to the table is that all your coworkers are going to hate your ass. There's no way around that. But, I mean, those people, like I said before, just don't pay attention to that. Keep your head up. But my friend was saying, just keep on doing what you're doing. Change a little bit the way of doing things. But we're not saying, like he said, we're not saying that you're gonna hate that person all the time, and you're gonna hate and hate and hate. Cause if you keep on hating, I mean, you're gonna fucked up, pretty much. Just let it go over your head. Keep doing what you're doing, and if you do need to change a little bit, make a little bit of changes, just do them, and it's gonna work out better for you and for everybody else. And you,
yeah.
And you're gonna keep your cool, and you're gonna be good with your coworkers. Cause I mean, I'm gonna say this. It's not a good thing to say or to do, but I mean, there might be some coworkers that you need to be good to, so you can, you know, get some. I mean, you know, just telling you the truth. So keep your cool, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, it's crazy. A lot of people are still thinking what things they can do to stop themselves from that. It's slackers. Stay away from them. Slackers will make you feel so fucked up. Gotta get that higher pipe right here, you know.
Stop trying to name my
love. But anyway, like I was saying, as I digress here, you want to stay away from slackers, You don't want to be a slacker yourself because that's the ultimate motherfucking hater in the way. Slackers is like the one thing I hate with a passion, because with a slacker, everyone knows you have to do their work and your work at the same time, and you don't get paid extra for that.
The fucked up thing about that is slackers, most of the time, and you know this, they get away with that because the job is getting done. And most of the time, supervisors are not supervising what they're supposed to be supervising. So they don't know who did it. They think that the freaking slacker did it. And you're getting, you know, all this extra work. And it really sucks. It really, really sucks. So, you know, myself, yeah, I'm a hater for slackers. I mean... And like we mentioned before, slackers, there's not really too much that we can do about it. But if we can, we can kick their asses.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what it's going to take, I mean, you know, go ahead and do it. And if you can get away with it and you know it, I mean, it's going to be a whole lot better. I'm telling you.
I think so, too. With slackers, there's no pros to it. The only con, because eventually... If you complain loud enough to the right people, that person will be getting kicked out the door if you really want that. Now, with slackers, the honest thing that you want to do is to be careful, because if a slacker knows you're trying to come off of them like that, they're going to try to fuck you up. They'll work to get your ass out the door. They'll set your ass up in a heartbeat. So you want to be careful with that. But finally, we go to... Bubbleheads. That's self-explanatory. You ever wonder about someone, like you work at a job, and you're like, okay, I know why I'm here, how I got this job. I know how this person got this job. You got someone that's just donkey in the head, don't know anything from a can of paint, and you wonder how the fuck they got that job. These are the people right here, because it makes it seem like you did all this extra stuff, and then when you get in there, they don't have none of the criteria, none of the education that they got in there. And you're like, what the fuck happened? Who was sucking whose dick that day? I mean,
that's a plain truth, man. And you know this, cause I don't know, but I would say that to 75% of all the workers have noticed this, have experiences, and there's that position that you always wanted, and you're working so hard for it, and out of nowhere, this person comes along, doesn't have all the credits that you have, doesn't have all the work hours that you have, the experience that you have at that position, and out of nowhere, they get that position. Once they're there, this is the wrong part, once they're there, you're the one fucking training them on how to do the job that you really want to do. See what I'm saying? So, really, big hate on those bubbleheads. And it's self-explanatory, guys. You know who you are. We know who you are as well. So, I don't know. How can we get rid of those? Or how can we handle those, man?
Best way of bubbleheads, I'm not trying to say be an asshole to them. I would just be like, when it comes to getting your work done, cut some motherfuckers off so I'm working. Because bubbleheads, the only way I'm thinking how they got the job, they were sucking someone's dick. Like the pussycat doll, for example. You know, the good-looking one, we understand how she got in there. She got the look, she can sing. Now, how the other motherfuckers get in there? Someone was sucking someone's dick at the executive office when they was making those records. But with bubbleheads, you keep doing your thing. Now, if they start getting promoted over you over some shit like that, that's when you need to go holler to HR people and find out what's going on. They ain't trying to be coming there and be manipulative and be deceptive and be like, hey, let's be buddies. Tell me how you got in there. I think the best thing for bubbleheads is that, for instance, if bubbleheads go in there and take you out, that's when you need to step up, basically. You need to step up constantly. do your stuff 10 times better than the Bubblehead, because then you really going to stand up. Because then they're going to be like, why you want to promote Bubblehead here? Wow, this person doing this, this, and that more, and he's not required to. One thing, he needs to do the minimal, or she's only required to do the minimal. So, look, it's going to stand out if you do your thing extra better than the other person. The Bubblehead don't know what the fuck they're doing. They're just there, same song, sucking dick or something. He or her. So just be careful.
Yeah, the best thing to do, you know, if nothing's getting done, yeah, go to the HR. I mean, say something. Say, this is what's going on. This is what I think. What can I do about it? Or what can you do about this?
Exactly.
Yeah, because that would be the best way to approach that at the beginning. If after somebody else got a higher position or got promoted over you, and there's nothing else going on, you're doing your job, you know, the best that you can do it, while the other person is not showing that he can do their position or do whatever they need to do, and nobody is noticing you, I mean, the best thing to do is go to the HR and tell them, okay, this is fucked up, this is what's going on, and just say the truth. I mean, something's going to happen. Some people's going to get mad, I mean, and you know that's going to happen regardless, but if you don't do shit about that, you know, all these fucked up things are gonna stay the same way.
Exactly.
Yeah, most of the time, somebody needs to say something in order for things to change. I mean, they're not gonna change at the time, they're not gonna change instantly, but it's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I have nothing much to say after that because he just softened it up for me right there. Right now, this leads to the conclusion of the show here. But I would like to give out the email address again. It's nb_truth@yahoo.com. The website again is www.blogtalkradio.com. www.blogtalkradio.com/nb_truth. Go there. Go add yourself on to Blog Talk Radio and make me your friend and add me as a favor. I see a lot of people adding the show as a favor because we're talking about some real shit here. We about to get that groove back like Stella did without the dude or anything. It's just us. We're going to get our groove back. So the whole thing is that we need to get y'all's input. Send us emails. Give us some ideas of what you think we should talk about. Let us know what you think about the new staff that we're about to have on here. Because we're really trying to get on here and really make some issues come to aware to everyone, not only to the elderly people out there, or the youth people, everyone, every damn one in the whole globe here. So this show is international. We have people calling from Japan, Canada, Afghanistan, all types of people calling us. We need y'all to start calling in, giving us your input. Don't be afraid to come on the show and talk to us and let us know what's going on. You know, if you just gotta say, you know, y'all doing a good job, cool. If you say y'all suck, cool. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, long as you call, let us know what's going on. Any final thoughts from you, Mr. AG?
Well, one thing I can tell you, we're gonna be here more often, doing some shows, and Evan said, come on, just give us what you think. If you guys suck or you need to talk about this, keep it up, you know. We're accepting whatever thoughts that you're giving us. And you got the website, got the number. Give us a call. We're going to come up with a whole new set of topics for you guys. If you do want to listen to some topics of your own, send us an email. Send us an email, and we'll talk about them as much as we can. I mean, if we need to set two episodes for one, I mean, that's possible. That's not a problem for us. I mean, we're just here to talk about some issues that are going on in our society, relationships, and politics. I mean, it can be anything. So anything can come down. We're going to have some live shows so you guys can call us. So be prepared, because
yeah,
we'll be here.
Yeah. Other than that, I thank you for tuning in to the show. I want y'all to stay fresh, stay away from these people that we listed. Don't end up being one of these people. Because none of them really good to be on the list right here at work. Do your thing. Be yourself. Because at the end of the day, that's who comes home with you, yourself. You got to look yourself in the mirror. Other than that, God bless. And I hope to see you soon. Till then, peace out.
All right, folks, we're back. Just wondering what some of y'all thought. You know, we're trying to look into the, you know, chat blog, see what's going on there.
Well, what did you think about that, Mr. LeVon?
I thought it was fairly interesting, honestly. Y'all was saying some pretty good stuff. It was nice.
I mean, we went into and did some crazy stuff.
Y'all were kind of funny, too. That's what I like when it comes to different kinds of conversations and everything. A little humor always helps to talk about things that are serious.
Yeah, I mean, we did have to add that shit today at work. And it's been kind of stressful out here, you know. I had to get my shit together, get ready to get my orders right. But I see that. I'm starting to see that now at the job I was at. I know I say that a couple of weeks ago I didn't see it. But now I'm starting to see that shit. So now you got to play your roles right, folks. Now, this is live now. We're talking live. There's no holding back or whatever. You can call in now, 646-716-7911. We're going to keep it real here. I think AG did good, in my opinion. I mean, he said he's shy, but he didn't seem like he was shy. Seem like he's been doing this for years, but what's your thoughts about Mr. AG as far as coming up and telling what it was?
Well, he was fairly open and everything. That's what can be appreciated about it.
Yep.
I mean, I'm a shy guy too. I really don't like to speak out much. I just prefer to stick to myself, you know, keep to my own business, stuff like that. So, yeah, he seemed pretty comfortable with it most of the time. You know, I wouldn't have probably expected that of him.
I feel you on that. Folks, I want you to let us know how did you feel about him by emailing us at the_truth@yahoo.com. Now, we're about to wrap it up because we've got more paperwork to do. We got more announcements to do, more promotional flyers, everything. We'll be back next week, another special show, but this time we're bringing in Miss here for our show Whoop AG, and that's going to be a tape show as well. On top of that, after all this is done, what we're going to do is basically have a live show with a special guest speaker, a book author, to talk about some very important things. I don't want to tell you right now. I want to keep y'all open about what we have to say and what we're going to do. We ain't been talking about relationships really because a lot of stuff has been going on. Other than romance, we need to be talking about some real stuff out here in the streets as far as you losing your job, as far as how you're going to pay for school, as far as how the economy is going to be affected in the next 10, 20 years from what is going on today. I really want to talk to what's going in your mind, especially you, because we're sitting there dumbing ourselves down, falling for what people are sitting there telling us as far as don't worry about it, keep acting the same way. We can't keep acting the same way. We got to stop this stupidity that is going on generation after generation. We got to get our mind right. It seems like as the years go by, it seems like the youth is getting dumber and dumber. It's time to break that cycle. It's time to uplift our minds and start having things to say as far as opening our minds and making sure that we are on our toes We're not sitting here laying back here, because right now we can't afford to do this, especially you young men out here. You can't afford to sit there and be busting nuts up in girls and thinking, well, I can live with my mama. Shit ain't going to work because your mama getting laid off. What are you going to do? How are you going to provide for your child? It's time to wake up. Now, I don't know about y'all. I don't know how you feel about being out of a job. I have friends that's been out of a job, been laid off. Fortunately, I've been blessed by God. My whole thing to you is that y'all need to wake up for real. It can happen to any of us. No one's immune. No one's not immune to being getting laid off and crying right there. I want you to take this show, listen to it. Subscribe to iTunes. We're on there. Type in nothing but the truth. You will see us. You'll see the logo of the two couples, or the couple holding each other in the background in the dark. You will also see, as far as it goes, the show description. Our show talks about relationships and the issues that can happen when trying to start one, trying to get out of one, currently in one. Are you trying to find Mr. Right or Mrs. Right and keep getting the loser? Are you trying to figure out why things are, you know, keep going wrong? Nothing but the truth will give you the true advice that you need to get the relationship that you want and maintain it. And not just relationship with us, a woman and a man, as far as relationship with your money as well. You trying to get that right. I know y'all trying to get your minds right, trying to get these things to go together. But you can't sit there and keep blaming yourself. You have to start stepping up and knowing from your mistakes and learning from them and growing from them, because we're not God. We're not perfect. We have to wake up. What's your thoughts about this, LaVon?
Specifically regarding what, you know?
Yep. Pretty much, I'm going to give out all the information, what you need to do, what you have to do. If you go to Blog Talk, you can go there too, www.blogtalkradio.com/NB_truth. Go there, look at all our shows, look at what people wrote, people out there that listen to the show. Go to MySpace as well, www.myspace.com/NB_truth. Go there, add yourself as a friend, we'll make sure you're on there. But we got a new cast this season, we're really going to be ended up harder. I'm about to send out stuff to Alan Tasha Curry, something to the professor as far as Supreme Entertainment. I thank you for the things that you've done. I'm about to send that out for you as well, too. I'm about to send everything out to a little bit of everyone to help get this show back in shape and let people know the word on the street is that we're not going to sit here and let this happen to us. Time is now that we need to make the changes and that we need to stop sitting here playing games. It's time to wake up. So it's right now, a lot of people are trying to hoard stuff from each other. Couples are hoarding stuff from one another. We can't be in that mind frame like that. Get your mind right, get your game right, and everything will be all right. Till then, I thank you for tuning in to the show, and I hope everything goes well with you and your family. God bless. Thank you.